Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We have a shout out to one of our listeners' sweet great nieces, Avery and Greta, the two kindest young women. Today is National Twin Day. If you want a shout out, the text line is open for you at 504-260-1870. Joining us is Louisiana State Representative Jacob Breaux. Jacob, you don't have a twin, do you?
No, I do not. But, you know, I was listening to you earlier. It does seem like they do have a unique bond, especially identical twins like y'all were mentioning.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're on the same wavelength telepathically, and they finish each other's sentences. It's pretty remarkable to watch. Okay, tell us about this lawsuit. Who is being sued? Why are they being sued? What are they asking for? What is this all about? I'm familiar with the bridge, and I know it caused me a lot of headaches because I go to Plaquemines Parish. That's part of my fishing and hunting playground
right,
down there.
I'm sure
and I started.
You do. I know it's the outdoors. Yeah.
I started taking an alternative route because of it, and then it got finished, and then they put tolls on it, and people were complaining, and businesses were losing money. Tell us what the deal is.
Right. So when, you know, somebody comes from out of town and they don't know about that toll bridge and they don't know about that go pass and you're pulling a boat, I mean, you're going to get a bill in the mail for over $60, which is just ridiculous, to cross a man-made 12-foot deep canal. But yeah, so the local government, Plaquemines Parish, filed a lawsuit last Friday. And what they're alleging, they're asking for, you know, declaratory injunctive relief and damages, because they believe, and I believe they have evidence of that their tax revenues are going down because their local, because this tolling bridge, the way it's set up and the way it's been operated, which I believe is poorly, is that the local businesses, it's suppressing their businesses and then, suppressing their customer base and therefore going to suppress or lower the local government's, you know, tax revenues. So that's what it's about. And then it alleges a number of things in there. It sounds like now you got to remember that they've sued both the company that's built the bridge, Plenary Infrastructure. They've sued this company that the bridge company hired to operate the toll, CAPSH, and then they've also sued the state. So, you know, kind of got to be careful what I say here. But what it also alleges is that basically the company that built the bridge and the company that's doing the tolling operations didn't do everything that they were constitutionally required to do when they do a toll. And not to ramble on, but say you come across that bridge and you want to contest that or challenge that toll. It appears that these companies did not go through the proper procedures to have an appeal process for that toll. So it's kind of like, you know, the fox guard and the hen house type of thing, to where if you wanted to contest that toll, if something was wrong, the license plate was wrong, the rate was wrong, whatever it may be, that basically the person that's charging the toll is deciding whether or not it was correct or not. You have no right to challenge that. So there's a lot of things involved in the lawsuit. It's going to be interesting to see how it develops.
How are you involved with it?
Well, so I'm the state rep. So I'm on the legislative side of things, not the, you know, the administrative or the executive side of things. So, I want to try and find a fix to this. I think myself and Senator Connick's helped me. We've done a very good job of bringing out the details of this up in Baton Rouge as to how bad of a process or really a failed experiment this public-private toll bridge has become. So we're going to try and hopefully find a legislative fix to this, which, you know, maybe may lead to some revision of that contract, a buyout of that contract. You know, I've been asking for what the buyout of the contract is for since I've been in office. now, and I still haven't gotten that number. I've consistently gotten delays. You know, at first it was, we didn't know what it was. We needed some tolling numbers and figures, and clearly we have that now. We had 4 months of tolling over the summer, and I still haven't gotten that buyout number. So we need that to work towards hopefully maybe bringing this thing to an end. So, you know, we'll see that and see how that works in the upcoming regular session this spring.
So who would become the new contractor?
Well, you know, that's all speculative, right? So, you know, if the bridge itself is still is not finished. I mean, it is almost going to be 2 years over its completion date. And the company plenary is still getting fined $5,000 a day until it is completely done. So who would be the contract? You know, I think, again, it's a contract, right? So contracts can be negotiated as long as both parties agree. This one, you have a signed contract that was signed back in 2021. And as it unfolds, you know, the details of it get more disappointing. And I think that that's partly why the local government filed the lawsuit, because they've lost those tax revenues. And from what we understand is, you know, the governor suspended the tolls on October 2nd. There were some informal conversations with the bridge contractor and the state government. I don't think that any resolved anything. And then I think they went, per the contract, they had to go to a formal mediation, which they did, I believe, last Tuesday. And from what I understand, nothing apparently productive came of that. And then you saw this lawsuit filed by the local government on Friday. So, Don, you know, it's complicated, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, and I think, you know, and then now lawyers are involved, and I think this thing will be litigated for some time now. And, you know, but currently the contractor is plenary, and, you know, overall, once the bridge is complete, you know, maybe there's an option, or there should be an option per the contract for a buyout. But as a legislator, I need to know what that number is so we can work towards a buyout.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break for traffic, Jacob. But when we come back, I want you to try to give us an idea of what the amount of the damages will be, who will be compensated if the lawsuit is won and it is awarded. We're talking with Jacob Breaux. He is Louisiana State Representative, about Plaquemines Parish filing that lawsuit over the Belle Chasse Toll Bridge. And I know it has been a real problem for a lot of local businesses there. There's been some impacts. I don't know if they stand the gain. I got a text in here from... let's say it was Karen, and she says she's still getting monthly toll tag statements, but she's not paying them. So evidently they're billing people who own the tags, but they're not being paid. Or I guess some people are paying them, and so will they get their money back? As Jacob said, it is a convoluted and complicated issue. All right, it's time for traffic. That's not very complicated. We just find Joe Cardosi somewhere out there in the fog, and he gives us a traffic update on what's going on as you do your daily or weekly commute on our highways and byways.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Forgot, Joe. All right, welcome back into WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque filling in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking with State Representative Jacob Breaux about the lawsuit Plaquemines Parish is filing. They're suing the Department of Transportation and Development, Plenary Infrastructure Belle Chasse, Plenary Louisiana Tolling, and CAPS Traffic USA. I don't think they missed anybody. Jacob, do we have any idea of what they're asking in damages and who will collect it?
Sure. So what happened during those 4 months of tolling, you had over $5.1 million in tolls billed to anyone that crossed the bridge, you know, Belchase, wherever people may be from, or out of state, what have you. But there was also over almost $6.8 million in administrative fees. So what the lawsuit's, I think, attempting to try and do is to, the governor's already suspended the tolling. So October 2nd forward, there is no tolling. People should not be getting any new bills from that date forward. And then for the bills that occurred, from May through that October 2nd date are what I'm telling you about, the $6.8 million in administration fees and $5.1 million in tolls. And if the lawsuit is successful, those amounts would be have a full accounting, be reviewed, and then people would get restitution or repayment for those amounts that they were charged. You know, I think we had one lady in when we had a committee meeting up in Baton Rouge, she was charged over $6,000, which is just ridiculous.
Okay, so 11.9, I guess that's 11,957,349. Yeah. That's administrative fees and tolls. What about damages lost to the businesses? Because they were claiming that the people weren't coming and it was costing them money, and then the parish was stands to miss out on the tax. So what's the ticket on that?
I think that's a yet-to-be-determined number, right? Because I think, the parish would have to go into their lawsuit and prove whatever revenues they lost during that period because of this tolling, which was done improperly, right? But, you know, you have the first bridge where you got to cross that, you know, like I said, it was the Fox Guard and the Hen House, right, where they did not provide – they did not go through the necessary procedures – to have a proper tolling system and to have a proper appeal system to that tolling, where you basically had these private entities that clearly have a very strong incentive to maximize the tolls and the administration fees as much as they could be. So that's the first hurdle. And then after that, you know, that would be, I think, on the local government, on parish government, to try and get that number. Again, like I said, Don, this is going to be a lot of litigation and very complex, but at the same time, it seems like there's some very strong arguments here that are going to be debated in this lawsuit.
Yeah, well, so do you think individuals would be able to recoup their money that they've paid already? Would it be paid back to them if the lawsuit's successful?
That's what it does at first glance in the lawsuit. Now, again, you know, the lawsuit's going to be litigated over a time period. There's going to be rulings from the judge and whatnot that will affect all of these things. But yes, I think the lawsuit itself is looking for restitution of those whether it was tolls or the administration fees that were improperly charged. But you still have to cross that first hurdle where they have to successfully get a ruling that they were improperly done.
Well, thanks for explaining that all to us. And Jacob, I don't know when you decided to run for state representative, you were signing up for this legal activity. You do a good job at it. You sound like you might have some legal background.
Actually, I do. I'm a local attorney out here in Belchase, so I don't know how we'd be getting through this without that experience. But
glad to have you. All right, Jacob, thanks so much for the info. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Doc.
There he goes, Jacob Rowe, Louisiana State Representative. All right, coming back after this, according to a new survey, 30% of Gen Z is afraid of making a phone call. Can you believe it? We'll explore that situation when we come back. But right now it's time for news. Let's send it over to the WWL Newsroom with Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.